I'm Zachary Turner. Catawba College is becoming the buzz of Salisbury after receiving an award for increasing pollinator habitat and native plants around campus. I bring you this report from the passenger seat of an off-road vehicle. Joshua Cool is piloting a rugged cart down the trail. He's the ecological preserve keeper at Catawba College, and he's driving through the 189-acre Fred Stanback Jr. Ecological Preserve. A pool appears through the tree line on Cool's left. He says it dries up during parts of the year, but for now, it provides aquatic habitat for salamanders and other species.
You know, last August I could walk across all of this. It was cracked. There's a great blue heron right there.
Oh wow, it's just standing stock still.
Yep, that's their style.
Cool is driving to an apiary, or bee box, deep in the preserve. Catawba College recently joined 191 other bee campuses, certified by the environmental nonprofit, the Xerces Society. Besides paying the application fees, schools must increase pollinator habitat, reduce pesticide use, and develop programming to teach people about pollinators and native flora. 15 other NC schools have received the certification, and Charlotte has received its own Bee City USA affiliation.
So we are at our solo beehive.
That's Hannah Adair, the campus's sustainability specialist.
We've got 5 boxes, 5 frames.
Adair places a hand on the apiary without hesitation as she counts. But Cool and Adair, as recently certified beekeepers, assure me there's nothing to worry about, just as long as I don't smell bananas.
If I smell what?
Banana. Move.
What does that mean?
Bee alarm pheromone smells like bananas. So if you smell bananas, they're not happy.
There's another reason Adair feels so comfortable next to the apiary, besides her recent training.
You know, you're not seeing a lot of action coming in and out of the front, because all the girls are probably out foraging right now.
When Adair says the girls, she's talking about the worker bees, all of whom are female. Bee Campus USA also fits into the campus's larger vision for how it handles pest control and landscaping, according to Lee Ball, executive director of Catawba's Center for the Environment.
We want to mimic these ecological systems as much as possible.
The idea is for the campus to require less pesticides and pest removals because those niches are already filled with native species. By building out the ecosystem, Ball says, students are participating in a, quote, living laboratory.
When they leave Catawba, they can go and say, yeah, we've not only have we heard of this, we've been involved, and we can talk about it, and we can potentially show you how to do it.
Adair shows me an example outside Catawba's Center for the Environment, where the college built a small pond.
We've got some eastern redbud, we have some jewelweed, a little orange plant over there.
Human development and climate change have put stress on many species, but it's especially hard out here for bugs. A global analysis of insect surveys found that 1/3 of our invertebrate neighbors are threatened with extinction.
People complain about, no, there are no more lightning bugs in the yard, not many butterflies. Well, if you create the habitat for them, then they will come.
The pond provides a habitat for birds, amphibians, and many species of pollinators. Their proximity to the center gives students an opportunity to study them, collecting samples and learning about how these species respond to their environment.
And hopefully, when people see how beautiful campus is, that will motivate people to, you know, create their own habitat in their own yard or across the city.
The Center for the Environment will be building new bee boxes with students next fall. Zachary Turner, WFAE News.